Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We're closing the 4th chapter of Acts and beginning the 5th, verses 36 and 37 of chapter 4. And Joses, or Joseph, who was also named Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated son of encouragement. Old King James uses consolation. Encouragement's closer. A Levite of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Now, Barnabas will become a character that, you know, has some stage time in the book of Acts with the apostle Paul, and then eventually will sort of fade away. His introduction here shows us that possibly he was the first to do this, and so it was worth mentioning that he had land, sold it, brought the money, laid it at the apostles' feet. That transitions the reader into the 5th chapter, where there's the rebuttal conjunction, but. Chapter 5 starts, but a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession, and he kept back part of the proceeds, his wife also being aware of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? Have you not lied to men but to God? Now we'll stop there for a moment and introduce a story that has troubled people for a long, long time, how to interpret the story of Ananias and Sapphira. Before I ever considered the New Testament from a New Covenant point of view, before I was what I would consider a covenantal person or what some call a grace preacher, I would preach Ananias. Well, I didn't touch Ananias and Sapphira very much. It's a frightening story. But I would have said that it's an example of committing a sin that will make God kill you. And I would have said that you could do something so bad that God would take you out. I didn't know what those sins were, what specifically, but lying to the Holy Spirit certainly didn't look very good in Acts chapter 5. In fact, if you'll read a lot of commentaries, they'll say that there are sins you can commit in which God will get so angry that he will kill you. As I came into grace, of course, I began to run into a problem there in seeing that my sins were covered by the blood of Jesus, so why is God doing what he does in Acts 5? And so I went through a period where I tried to explain it away and act as if this was more a death of natural causes that happened at an opportune moment. I remember going through that phase for a little while. I also went through a phase where I spiritualized the whole thing. Yes, they literally died, but there was a spiritual message being sent. And while I do see that as a peripheral interpretation, for instance, Ananias, Sapphira, Ananias, a translation of the Greek Yohanan, which is John, which is grace, Sapphira being from sapphire stone, the law was written on stones of sapphire, you have grace and law being mixed. But that's God going to a great length to preach a very veiled sermon when he is now preaching sermons through man's lips in Acts 2, 3, and 4. It seems odd for him to go backwards to the Old Covenant to start to do it through imagery in chapter 5. So I don't really adhere to that as the primary interpretation. I do want you to notice that it's a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira's wife, and it's not a brother or a sister. It's not an apostle or a disciple. They're not named by the apostles as Joses is, Barnabas is in verse 36. And I think the fact that Barnabas is named and was named by the apostles, and then there's the rebuttal in chapter 5, verse 1, here's this other guy. That's the scripture way of laying out. One's a believer, one is not. We're going to deal with it from that point of view starting tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.